Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mary Wisniewski's on a phone line. She's the Tribune's transportation writer. Hi, Mary. It's John Williams. How are you today?
Hi, John. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Good. You aren't named after a Mary and a song, are you?
No, though I did name one of my daughters, Lucy, after the Beatles song.
See, that's you're just talking to somebody named Mendy after the Barry Manilow song Mandy. Her dad misheard it on the way to the hospital and named her Mendy. But I'll bet that's not uncommon. I'll bet a lot of people are named after names and songs, right?
Oh, yeah. And you know, some nice, unique names out there.
I'm reading your piece in the Tribune today, CTA, with CTA crime in the spotlight. Here's how riders can stay safe. And then you talked to somebody at the CTA, and they gave you some common sense advice. I must tell you, Mary, I talked about this earlier in the show, and I was a little frustrated with the fact that what you can do is all happens after something bad has happened or has started to happen.
Well, some of that you have to, but also you can prepare yourself for not being a victim. And that's things like being aware of your surroundings. If you're ever on a CTA train, you see people who seem to be just asking to be robbed. They got their purses open, they got their headphones in, they're not paying attention. And so that's one of the big things you can do, is just to be aware of your surroundings. And don't be looking at your phone while you're by a door as the train is coming into the station, because people can grab it and jump right off, and then you can't catch them.
You also said don't be a hero if you see criminal behavior. And what they're saying is the stop can be so, it can be such a long trip from one stop to the next, that if you intervene,
right,
on a victim's behalf, and you start to get into the fracas, you might get beat up worse than the first guy.
Right, exactly. And the person I talked to, who was a retired mass transit lieutenant, Bob Angone, said that unless you're sure you can handle it, if you're a great big guy, you know, and you have some experience dealing with these sorts of things, you know, you might be of some help. But someone like me probably wouldn't be of much help, and I'd just get hurt. So.
Which I understand. I mean, there's no point in both of you getting hurt, but that's also a real sad commentary. If you see somebody getting beat up, just sit there and wait until somebody else can do something about it. And those are confined spaces. There's no way to escape.
There they are. Well, one thing you can do is you can push the call button. You can also, if you don't want to talk out loud, there is a tip line that you can get through with the Chicago Police, where you can send a description of what's happening. That's www.cpdtip.com. And you can go in there and, you know, let them know what's going on. And the other thing you can do is switch rail cars, and then you can talk more openly, and you can call 911. They recommend that when it's a violent situation, to call 911 first and foremost, rather than trying to get a hold of a CTA official, because those folks aren't, you know, they're not trained as police officers. And so you want to get the police out there as fast as you can.
Are we in danger of making too much out of this recent uptick or celebrated cases of violence on the L?
Well, I think it's important to realize that, as the CTA points out, they have 1.5 million passengers each weekday, and crime is relatively rare on the CTA. So I'm not going to stop riding the CTA, and I don't think people should. It's the best way to get around in a lot of circumstances, but I do think that people have to pay attention, and they have to be aware that some of these things are happening, and try not to be a victim.
Well, I'm frustrated, Mary, and I'm critical, and maybe I should tone it down a little bit, because I'm impressed by the idea that the CTA's population of ridership each day is equivalent to the population of Philadelphia. And I'm not mad at Philadelphia because somebody gets mugged once in a while, but
right.
It just seems to me like I'm not seeing the kind of show of force I might in downtown Philadelphia. I want them to at least act like they're taking it more seriously.
Well, the police and the CTA say that they are planning to, they're taking action after these high-profile incidents, that they told me they're working on a, quote, very robust transit safety plan, and they're going to announce it in the coming weeks. They've also told us at the Tribune that police plan to add in about 50 officers to trains between March 5th and Memorial Day weekend to beef things up. So we're hoping that that's going to do some good. We've also had an increase in arrests since the beginning of the year.
You said from March 5th to Memorial Day?
Yeah, so May 27th.
Yeah, how about Labor Day? I mean, summer is when it's real problematic.
That's exactly the question that I had. Like, wait a minute, summer is the time when we're really going to have a problem. It might be that they're going to test this out and then see if they can add those forces permanently, because they did the same thing last year where they added about a little over 40 officers, and it was supposed to be temporary, but then they ended up adding them permanently. So they might be doing that again.
That is such a small response. One of our listeners did a little math, figured out how many platforms there are. If you did three shifts, 8 hours each, somebody with a show of force at each platform for every day of the year, and paid them $15 an hour. And by the way, police officers get paid a lot more than that.
I don't think we'd have many people doing that kind of work if it was just $15
an hour. This is just hiring $15 an hour windbreakers, and God bless those people. I think sometimes we put those people with security on their jacket, and it's not fair to them, but there they are. Anyway, that would be $25 million a year. And I don't know that they want to throw that kind of coin at this problem, let alone the kind of coin it would really take. It'd be three, four times that amount.
Well, the other thing that was brought up by the union president that represents the train operators is that they want to bring the conductors back. It used to be that you had an operator on each train, but you also had a conductor that would walk through the train. And there's been an argument made that that would make things safer. It's something that happens on Metra now. You have a conductor walking through the train getting tickets, but you also see those conductors on the Metra trains, you know, telling people to get their feet off the seats, telling them to turn on their radio, basically telling them to act like a good citizen on the train. And I've heard the argument made that that is something that's lacking on the CTA, that we're kind of left to fend for ourselves out there.
Well, my friend Steve Bertrand is quick to point out, and he's right, that you couldn't do that on a CTA because you can't get from one end of the car to the other. We're so crowded. You can't traverse from one end of the train to the other. So I don't know how to get around that. To be honest with you, what I'm proposing is somebody on the platforms. I don't even put them in the train car, but if we could get some of them to ride the train once in a while, I'd be pretty happy about that, too.
Yeah, someone like an ambassador or someone who's out there making sure people behave themselves.
Yes.
It can be pretty. One of the good tips that I got from this retired lieutenant is to try to, when you're riding late at night on the L, to try to sit in the front car. Because even if the operator doesn't, you know, they don't have police training and maybe they might not be able to help you much individually, it's good to be there with somebody and not be alone. Violent criminals like empty trains.
And I can't bring a gun legally onto the train, right?
No, you cannot. But, you know, there could be some awful kind. If you could, you know, that could backfire in a way that you wouldn't like either. So
I understand that. I'm not a big advocate of that, but I know plenty of people think, well, that if that crowded car or even that semi-crowded car, if the bad guy thought one of these people may have concealed carry, maybe that would tone down the bad behavior, or maybe some people would be able to defend themselves or other people. Maybe a gun on the CTA isn't a bad idea.
Well, I don't know if a lot of the people who are committing these kinds of crimes, there's a lot of mental illness out there. There's a lot of people who don't seem to have any regard for their safety or other people's safety. And so, you know, some of them do not seem to be deterred by the cameras. So I'm not sure what exactly would deter them. But I think that the idea of not being a hero would apply even in the case where you had a gun, because, you know, you don't know what they could be producing, or if they're quicker on the draw. I see some bad consequences coming out of that.
Well,
but I have heard that argument from readers, definitely.
That woman that attacked Machete Mike, the busker on the platform, was clearly mentally ill.
And she'd had multiple arrests, too.
40-plus. John, is your guest? I don't know if this is a doubting Thomas here. John, is your guest Mary a regular CTA passenger?
I'm a CTA. Yes, I'm definitely a
writer. Yeah. So this person is questioning whether or not you ride the L, if you know what you're talking about, and I think you do.
Oh, definitely, all the time.
Are you on the bus as often as you are on the train?
I'm on the buses once in a while, too, yeah. And the buses have not had it as big an issue with the crime increase, though they have had issues before, too. I've noticed a change on the trains. It used to be that someone was playing their radio that loud. Most of the time I could tell them, hey, could you turn it down, and they turn it down. I don't get that response anymore. I get them turning it up.
I don't know what it is, though, because it does seem like this. Most of these incidents, maybe it's just the volume of passengers, but most of these incidents do seem to be on the trains. And I don't know if there's a greater sense of anonymity and therefore an ability to get away with it. I can't make sense of it, but you don't hear about stuff like this on buses very much.
Yeah, there are crimes on buses, of course, and some of the crimes are directed against drivers. This is something that I had a conversation with the bus drivers union last year about, where people were hitting drivers with a package of frozen chicken in one case. They were threatening drivers, spitting at drivers, throwing soda at drivers. So that's another issue. I think the issue with the trains is that people can get off them very quickly. They can grab someone's phone from someone who's sitting near a door. They can grab their phone and take off down the platform as the train's leaving. And so I think that there's just there's some greater opportunities presented by the L.
So a couple of folks have said something like this. That we talk about 1.5 million a day on the L, on the CTA system. But that's 0.75 million, really, because people tend to take the trip twice a day.
Right, back and forth.
So when we talk about, and I noticed the interim police superintendent did that. I think he made that mistake. He's counting rides as passengers. It's probably best to divide the number in half, right?
Right, and that about a little over half of those are riding on the bus, too.
Oh, really? Is it about 50-50?
So you're talking about the whole system, right?
Yeah, I'm a little surprised to hear that. Okay, well, I'd be interested to see what they come up with. Mary Wisniewski, transportation writer for the Tribune. Her piece today is a little bit about the do's and don'ts to keep yourself safe if you're riding the CTA system. And maybe something in the next few weeks, Mary, they'll tell us what their plan is to make the L safer?
That's what we're waiting for, where I ask them to make sure they tell me as soon as they're ready to release their plan. So we'll keep you abreast on this.
Nice to hear you. Nice to read you. Thank you, Mary.
Okay, thank you, John. Take care.
Mary Wisniewski at the Tribune. If you don't already, today would be a good day to subscribe to a newspaper.